don't hear the show on the radio, you can always go back to AtlantaFalcons.com and download the show. And you may actually want to do that for this week's Player Spotlight, because you'll need to see the headwear that Devontae Freeman has on the Player Spotlight this week.
El Guapo.
Sorry. Yeah.
Swag.
El Guapo.
Right there.
Yeah. Is that what it is? Yeah.
Swag.
It's good. I like it.
El Guapo.
When you do what you did yesterday, you can wear the hat. You can wear whatever you want to wear, really. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
Coach Quinn said earlier today in some of his press comments, Devontae, that that you had the look yesterday.
Right.
That you were locked in, ready to go, and he kind of had a feeling that you you were going to be bringing it.
Right.
What was the look? What was different about yesterday from maybe the first two games or maybe for the first time in your career? You tell us.
You know, that's my first starting game in the NFL, so, you know, I always want to, you know, be great. But it just – I'm hungry. I'm hungry as I ever been in. Been in the NFL, this has been my dream since forever, and now that I get the opportunity, it just means so much that I take full advantage of the opportunity. I had that look in my eye.
Yeah, I think that I think Dallas got a pretty good idea right away, especially J.J. Wilcox, their free safety. I think you dropped the hammer on him a couple of times,
yeah,
and he realized you'd come to play as well. Mm-hmm. Free, did you realize that you could – I mean, 30 carries. That's a
right.
– that's a, you know, when you say 30 carries, I think people harken back to Gerald Riggs used to carry it here, 240 pounds. John Riggins, 235-pound back carrying at 30 carries. That's by far the most you ever carried in your career, college or in the pros.
Right.
How you feel today?
I carried the ball 30 times in high school.
Well, in high school.
But high school is not as physical
as
the pros.
Plus, you were running by all those folks.
Yeah, true that. But, but, yeah, I just had ultimate confidence in myself. And I feel like I could do whatever I want to do. And I prepare myself like that. You know, when I train, I train for war. I don't train just to get in shape. I train to get war ready. And I believe I could carry the ball 30 times, 35 times a game. And, you know, I know I'd be banged up, but I get back right.
All right, I'm going to test you. You remember how many times the most carries you've had in a game in college were?
I want to say 17 against UM.
You carried it 23 times that day.
Against UM?
23? Against Miami.
Yeah, that was the most.
Yeah, you earned every yard. They gave you 70. But you also caught the ball five times, which is what you did yesterday.
Right.
But that's not your career high. You know what your career high in catches are? College and pro. So you don't even know about your career, man. I'm going to break those down. You had six grabs in the Miami game as well. You had a monster day that day. 23 carries and six catches.
Right.
And you had two touchdowns rushing and a touchdown receiving.
Receiving.
In that game. Yeah. Well, the Hurricanes don't want to see you no more either.
I don't blame him.
Devontae Freeman with us in the Player Spotlight on the Dan Quinn Coaches Show here at Flowery Branch with Dave Archer, Wes Durham on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take me through the first, well, you know, you had a season. Now you're off. You had a coaching change. Now you got your second season. How big a change in your football life has this been, Devontae?
It's been a big learning process. Coming from college is like a whole – I really never got a break coming out of college.
Right.
Because after the national championship, you know, had to train and combine and draft and rookie mini camp, rookie training camp, then camp, then preseason, then the season, boom. So I really never – my mind, it was spinning because I had been through so much.
Right.
And I felt like that was the longest season I ever been through last year. Plus, we wasn't doing too good, and – this year, like, everything slowed down, you know. I learned how to, like, prepare. I'm learning how to be a better pro. Learning how to take care of my body and studying extra. Learning how to watch film and what to watch. And all my problems, attack it right away. Don't just let it come catch up on me. Mm-hmm. So I just try to attack it. And just learning, watching guys like Matt Ryan, Julio, those guys, like, they probably don't even know how much – they inspire me. Like, these, like, some of the best guys, they elite to me all around the league. And the way they so passionate about the game and how hard they practice, it's just like, if they could do it, I could do it. Like, I mean, it's like, if they running all the way down the field, why can't I run all the way? And I see Julio catches a 10-yard route, he finishing the end zone, so I'm going to do the same thing because he's successful. I could be successful if I do the same thing, so I follow greatness, and those guys, like, definitely, like, they got a big impact on me.
Man, that's great. That's really cool to hear a young guy watching the veteran players and learning from the veteran players. Devontae Freeman with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in our player spotlight on the Dan Quinn Coaches Show. Free, when you – I mean, that's really cool to listen to that and hear that. Your competition has been pretty stiff since you got to Florida State. Mm-hmm. Now, you were elite in high school and you were the man, but when you get to Florida State, there's a whole bunch of other guys that were the men, wherever they were, whether it was Wilder or whoever came in when you competed. How much did that prepare you, the competition and sharing the load and all that at Florida State? When you got here, you know, Steven's here. You're a young guy that's going to learn. You knew that they liked you a lot. And then all of a sudden, here comes Tevin. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden, you're kind of sharing. It's back and forth between you two. How much has that kind of prepared you mentally to kind of handle all the competition?
You know, I've been competing since I was young. Since Little League in Miami, there's so much talent. I've been on teams in Miami where I had to always compete against running backs that was better than me. We had guys that was faster than me, quicker than me. But I just had that mentality like, man, you might be faster, bigger, and stronger. I'm going to outwork you. You ain't going to outwork me. And that kind of prepared me. Like, that been my mindset through my whole life. Like, I'm going to find a way to get some extra work, find a way to get better. I'm going to ask somebody, man, dang, what you see, what you think I need to work on? And as I got older, I learned to just compete with myself and get better at myself, because if I compete with a lot of other guys, some guys may be lazy and they have a okay-ish practice and I have a good practice, it's like I ain't really getting better because I'm competing with a guy that's having an okay-ish practice. So I need to find things that I'm doing wrong in myself and compete with myself. And I just feel like it helped me a lot growing up.
So the one characteristic that I'm hearing you talk about growing up in Miami, and we were talking here in the break, I mean, it's not like you didn't play with anybody. You play with guys who are
great
playing
athletes
in this league, who are elite college players, who are on NFL rosters, and some guys didn't get that opportunity to do that, who are really good players too. The competitive nature of – and everybody hears about all the great players in South Florida, but it's not how good athletically they are. It might be how good competitively they are.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like a lot of those guys, like, they just competitive. Like, everybody want to win. Everybody want to be the best. So, it's like a boxing match, you know. You hit me, I'm going to hit you back. Okay, you're going to hit me again, I got to hit you back. I just got to keep hitting you. No matter how many times you hit me, I got to hit you back. And that's just the competitiveness, like, about a lot of the Florida guys.
Yeah.
And everybody want to be good, so it's like I'm always competing. They used to compete with the best dressed in Miami. Like, it's a competitive city. Miami just competitive. Like,
right.
If you knew how to dress in Miami, you may get like, oh, he the best dressed in the city. Like, people notice that stuff. So,
well, I think this is a great player spotlight because I don't think the fans knew much about Devontae Freeman. They knew you're a really good player at Florida State, and they knew you came out of South Florida. But to have a chance to understand that you're humble, motivated, and competitive, that's a pretty deadly combination. If you ask me, 30 rushing touchdowns, third all-time in FSU history, and was the first back to go over 1,000 yards since our own Warrick
Dunn
about 15 years ago. It was Devontae Freeman. I want to take you – obviously, we saw what you did yesterday, and it was an unbelievable performance. Tell me a little bit about – you had a really good national championship game. People forget about it. Everybody concentrated on Jameis Winston, all that kind of stuff. You had 75 rushing on just 11 carries and had three big catches in the game. 95 yards of total offense in the game. What do you remember about the national? Not very many people get to play in those kind of games. Tell me about the national title game.
I got a few memories in the national championship game. Number one is when we was down bad. And we couldn't move the ball or do nothing. So somebody needed to, like, set it off and get some type of – put some type of steam in our offense. So I was like, okay, I'm going to be the one that give my team a fire. So I got the first touchdown in the national championship game. And after that, our team got fired up, and then I think we scored before halftime. And then the last most memorable moment was when Jameis made that great throw to Kelvin Benjamin for the game winner. And I just remember holding up that crystal ball.
Where's the ring? Where's the ring at?
Oh, it's at the house. Keep it on the show.
You don't sport it any time, do you? You wear it around at all?
I just keep it on the show.
You're too humble. You ain't gonna wear it.
Now you guys are all in the South together. Jameis in Tampa, Kelvin's in Charlotte. You're here.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't get away from each other, right?
Yeah. I mean, we're going to compete. You're going to see so much competition out there. Jameis, he a big competitor. So is Kelvin Benjamin.
Sure.
James, like, we all know. One thing I can say good about us, we learned from college, was, like, we make a bad play, like, it's short-term memory, move on. Like, I done made some bad plays, but I just know how to move on, have short-term memory, and we just continue to compete throughout the game.
You guys help each other a lot in that running backs room. I mean, that's a young room now. Even you, DeMarco's a young guy, relatively speaking, in this league. Tevin, obviously, a rookie. Teron's a rookie.
Yeah.
Juwan Edwards on the practice squad is a rookie. Is a young guy.
Yeah.
I mean, what's that group like?
We all cool. You know, we all got our own ways and stuff.
That's so young. They're still eating soft food in that room. It's unbelievable.
Still eating Snickers bars and stuff. Last year around Jack, you know, you see Jack having his coffee in his hand. Nobody don't really have coffee because we're so young. We're full of energy waking up in the morning. Jack was like, don't worry. We're going to be like this one day.
Yeah.
But, we still so young and, you know, it's just interesting. You got, like, different attitudes, but all good positive vibes and stuff like that. And we all learning from each other. We still learning each other, too. So, I love the room.
You're a hungry guy anyway, Devontae. But what did last year going through that, and so much success, national championship, all that stuff at Florida State, and then you had to go through last season. What did that do just for you specifically in your off-season training to get you ready? And now you're off to a 3-0 start. And I know obviously this is what you were looking for, but what did that mean to you? How did that motivate you in the off-season to get ready to go?
Just I want to be the guy. I wanted to be the man. I want to carry the team. You know, I feel like every elite player, whether it's basketball, football, or baseball, they want the ball in their hand. Even in basketball, those are the guys I feel like that's elite. They want the ball every play. I want the ball every play. I ain't even going to lie, but I know Julio want the ball every play. Only one going to get the ball every play is Matt Ryan. But, I just, you know, we want the ball. I'm just hungry. I went into all season like, man, I'm going to do whatever it takes if not be a starter, to be close to a starter and just be war ready.
Davis, 35 touches yesterday for 193 yards and 3 touchdowns. I'd say you were pretty elite yesterday.
Dave's talked about this, and we saw it yesterday on a couple of exchanges, Devontae, and that is the physical contact nature you run with or you play with. Where'd that come from? Who did you idolize growing up and you said, you know what, I like the way that guy blasted that guy. I'm going to do that too.
I don't know. I just like being physical. That's the only time I could really be physical in life, on the football field.
You can't get away with it, right?
And get away with it.
Yeah.
Not get in no trouble or nothing. Like, you know?
Yeah.
I just like being physical for some reason. Like, even when I was little league, I was always like the quarterback and stuff in little league. But I never used to slide and get out of bounds. I used to always want to hit people. And I just guess it's my heart, I just have no fear.
I don't think people realize how good a receiver you were coming out. You made some pretty good contested catches. Is that something you worked on quite a bit, catching the football?
You know, I feel like in college that definitely helped me out a lot. You know, I used to work with a lot of the receivers off season and stuff. Even in college, we used to work out. I used to pay attention to our receivers. You know, we had great receivers, Rashad Green, Kevin Bennett, Kenny Shaw, all those guys. I used to just pay attention to them, how they run their routes. And I always was a sponge. It ain't never matter about age. Like, the tips they used to give me,
Well, you're really comfortable when they move you out of the pocket, which is not common for a running back to be comfortable moved out of the pocket. You look like a receiver out there.
Yeah.
So, obviously, you studied and spent a lot of time watching what they do. I mean, I've known Devontae now for about 2 years, and I learned stuff about Devontae today that I think is really cool, man. I think it's really neat you watch your veteran teammates.
Thank you, man.
And the hat is sharp.
El Guapo, baby.
If you want to see the hat.
What's that mean, El Guapo?
Handsome.
Handsome.
Swag. Handsome.
Swag. Okay, swag.
El Guapo.
El Guapo, swag. Handsome swag.
If you want to see the hat, log on to AtlantaFalcons.com. The show is always available for download as well.
You had some swag yesterday,
man. Yeah, you did. You can wear the hat all you want after yesterday. Good luck on Sunday against the Texans. I know you guys are excited to be back home, right?
Yeah, man, I'm excited. But it's a great thing when you know you can go out there and get them wins on the road.
Yeah.
Great feeling. You got all your brothers you're fighting with every day. There's no feeling like it.
Well, you're going to have about 75,000 other brothers and sisters that are going to join you this weekend in the Dome.
I know.
Thanks a lot. Devontae Freeman with us on the Player Spotlight, another edition of the Dan Quinn Coaches Show from Flowery Branch.